This Is How You Play When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. And the great thing is, it's standard tuning and there's no capo. Don't worry, it's only got 15 chords in it. So some of the chords are similar, so I know I've said that there's all these chords, but some of them are just E minor with an extra note, so don't worry at all. The first chord is D7. It's kind of like a backwards triangle. Second fret, first fret, second fret. And you play the bottom four strings. Really nice chord, DM7 next, D minor 7. So this is where you bar the bottom two first fret and you use your middle finger on the second fret of the third string, and that's the bottom four as well. Can you hear the slight difference there? Really, really nice. You can use two fingers here and your third finger if you like. Then we've got the good old C chord. Love a bit of C. Now we've got G over B. Well, what does that actually mean? It's essentially the G chord, but without the top finger down. So you basically play the bottom five strings. So it's like playing that and that. So instead of the full G, you're just leaving this off. You can hold your finger there if you like, and then you just play the bottom five strings. Next we have AM. Sorry, the reason it's called G over B is because this is a B. Okay, A minor is next, first fret, second string, second fret, third and fourth strings. D minor, okay, so first fret, first string, third fret, second string, and second fret, next string, third string, bottom four, strum, G, so we already know G. Third fret, if you want to do a mini G, just do that, third fret, first string. Second fret, fifth string, third fret, sixth string. Next we have G7. First fret, first string. Okay, right in the corner there. Second fret, fifth string. Then third fret, sixth string. So I tend to use my first finger, second and third. Some people find it easy with third and fourth, but second and third works for me. Now E minor over B. Okay, what does this mean? So this, all this means is that instead of playing the E as the lowest note, we're going to play the B as the lowest note. So that's the fifth string down. Okay. Next we have E minor. So that's just the same thing, but with the zero played. Okay. So this is one of the bar chords. We've got a few bar chords in the... got B flat. So bar the first fret, and then you're playing the A shape with these three fingers. So if you can play an A, do it with your second, third, and fourth fingers, keeping your first finger available, and then shuffle it into the third fret. If you can't do that, just do the mini one, which is the first fret, first string, and then third fret on these two. Next we have C over G. So C over G is just a C chord, but we're gonna add this G note in the third fret of the sixth string. So you just make your C, and then you could just put your little finger there if you want. It's a bit, I find it easier to do it this way. So third finger is now on this top third fret and your little finger's just underneath. Then we've got our F chord. F minor is when you take the middle finger off. Okay. And then the final one is E minor over G. So again, sorry, with the F chords, you can do the mini Fs like this one. And F minor, you could do like that across the first fret, three strings, okay? E minor over G, so that's playing the E minor chords, but we're adding the third fret G there, like that. So the reason we have all these, we've got G over B, we've got C over G, we've got E minor over G, is because when you're going from one chord to the next chord, you have these connecting notes which sound really nice together, which go like this. So you might see this quite a bit. So you've got G and then an F sharp here over D. Because F sharp's in the D chord anyway, and then E minor. And what that does is it creates this little bass line that fits in. So G, F sharp, and then E minor. So it has this descending, like just like the C to this chord to A minor. It has this descending. descending bass line. So we start with the intro. The intro is D7, D minor 7 to C. Okay. Then D7 again, D minor 7 and C. And then it goes G over B, which is the G, but we're just strumming from the fifth string down. A minor same bit, but and then C feels just a little bit bigger now. So D minor next, then G, and then to the G7. So to get from the G to the G7, I recommend using your third, second, and little finger for this G, and then that moving your first finger down there. So then you can go like this, but keep those down, and then C. But it don't sound the same. Then E minor over B. So basically E minor, but you strumming from the fifth string down. So what that does is when you play the C, then the E minor, you're going dum, dum, and then A minor. Okay, so it's going dum, dum, dum. C, strum from the fifth string down to A minor. When our friends talk about you, C chord. And it all goes just tear me down. So D minor. And then G, cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. And then to the C. I'm just doing single strums, just keeping it quite easy, quite simple. Then when it gets to the pre-chorus now, so it all is this E minor over B, so strumming from the fifth string down. It all sounds like, and then A minor. Minor. This is where you get the B.
I'm so young, too dumb to realize.
So B flat. So you could do the mini B, and then the C over G, which is your C chord with that extra G on the top. And then you go back to the G.
But I should have bought you F chord.
Straight to the G.
And held your hand.
C chord.
Should have given you all my F chord.
And the G.
When I had the chance.
C chord.
Take you to every party.
F chord.
Cause all you G chord today.
A minor. Now it's to the D7.
Now my baby's F chord.
But, and then F minor.
Dancing with another man.
C chord. Okay, so going from the F to the F minor, you have to take this first finger off. First finger, I mean middle finger. Or you could do the mini one. Or this one. To the F minor.
Dancing with another man.
Then we get to the bridge. So the bridge, although it hurts, F. And then G. First to say I was wrong, C. Now it's got this little sequence here. We've got C, G over B, to A minor. Okay, so I've already explained the G over B now. So just strum fifth string down, A minor, to create this descending bass line, to the E minor over G. So this is where we're adding this note in here. We've got the E minor shape, but we've got a G over the top here. So what that does is we're going from C, G over B, so we're playing this B note, and then A, fifth string open, and then to the G. So it creates this little. So do, 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 do. And then that takes us nicely to the D7. I'm probably much too late. And then, so similar to the intro, D minor 7, to try and apologize for my mistakes. But I just G and then goes to G. I just want you to know, I hope, and then it does the outro, hope.
I hope that he buys you flowers.
F, G, back to C. Okay, the rhythm, it goes like this. Dum, 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 okay? So if we're doing A minor, dum, 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 okay? Thank you. that's all the parts. Have fun with this. If you're struggling with the chords, I've got a link down below for another video that will really help you. But really, really lovely song. Enjoy. And if you've got any questions, let me know in the comments. Go to richcguitar.net for the chord sheet. And I'll see you in the next one. Take care.